Sometimes the producers just take ownership of the show. I have a strict no Nolan Arenado clip clause, apparently, that Angel signed before he started the program with me.
Well, that was the very, very fine print that Tanner had added to the contract.
I should have looked at it closer. Yeah. I wanted a clip of Nolan doing damage to the Rockies, and of course, Angel's like, no, it's not. I can't play that.
You won the game, all right, get over it. We got another one today.
Got to take advantage of those Kyle Freeland outings. So, I mean, you got to take advantage of them anyway, of Marquez and Freeland, but when they're pitching that well, and I mean, Freeland started off a little rocky, but he was having a really good game, and I know the guys this morning on Good Morning NoCo were talking about the pitch count thing. They pulled him at, Bud Black pulled him at 83. Is that right? Get him up there, man. Like, there's no, just let's go. Feel you got. You're worried about your bullpen anyway. So let's see if we can get him to go just a little bit longer. Would be fantastic. Yeah, he pitched. He had 83. So you can get to 100. That's the thing with pitchers and baseball, man. You're going to be off for like 5 days now. So go for it. You got a game in your midst that you could win, but instead Freeland goes out, and then later on in the seventh is when St. Louis went crazy. Nolan Arenado went crazy. You know, he had the double, the base clearing double, and the plate clearing. I mean, whatever. That's a game you just feel like you could have. You have it right there in your grasp. This is going to be the issue, though. And then the issue outside of Freeland and Marquez is going to be, you know, starting pitching and the bullpen. So that one was a tough one to take. And I do think St. Louis is going to be a better team. They're 4-7 right now. You got to think that they're going to be a better team down the stretch. Rockies go at it today. We're off at 12:30 for pregame coverage. And then 1:10, first pitch. They're going to get their first series win.
Who knows? Probably not.
I mean, I got 93 cents burning a hole in my pocket on Joe.
They are Schrodinger's baseball team. Mm. They may win, they may not. We will not find out until 1 o'clock.
Until it is over. Yes. Well, I mean, the odds of this, Urania's going to the mound tonight for the Rockies.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let's go.
No.
How are they supposed to get better when we constantly just, oh, you're starting out, that's a loss. You gotta root for these guys to get good.
Don't ask me how they're supposed to get better. Urania's just not good.
Well, it's an opportunity to get good. What kind of mindset is that? Going into a game, I'm bad. This is going to be bad.
He better not have that mindset. I have that mindset.
You don't think he's listening right now?
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's got it in his earbuds
he's
out there.
He's on the way to the park.
Up.
He's listening to us.
He's probably there. He's probably there.
They got us on in the locker room.
And they're warming up, and he's got us in his earbuds, and he's like, no, no. You know, I'm going to show those guys. So your confidence level has changed the last couple of hours here. I thought you were like, oh, they're going to win the series today. And
I mean,
now,
I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, they're going to lose by 20 runs. I saw enough last night to say, hey, this team can win the series.
They can hit the ball.
They can win the series if Ryan McMahon just grab the ball. It's right there. Just grab it. Throw it.
Okay, so on the scale of 1 to 10, you know, Jerry Schimmel, our guy, was saying that Ryan McMahon needs to, he needs to be the one to really bounce back from last year. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being he's fully bounced back, where would you put him? Like a 4?
5.
5?
Because
he had a good offensive moment yesterday.
Home run last night, yeah. And then an error on the very next inning.
An error kind of caught. I mean, they've had two of those situations where it's like, you get out of this inning,
you're good.
Things are going to be good. But Ryan McMahon is going to Ryan McMahon sometimes. I'm very hopeful for him. I really love, I'm a big Ryan McMahon fan. But, I mean, again, what are we, 12 games into this thing? I want to see him really take some ownership of this team and go forward. Again, like Kyle Freeland was not special, but he was good yesterday. Should Bud Black have left him in for 100 pitches? I mean, it's not going to kill you throwing 17 more pitches. Come on.
No, but with Marquez on the IL, it messes up your rotation.
And that's good and bad news for Aaron Marquez. Obviously, you don't want it to be really bad where he's out for months. But he's going to miss some time. He's going to miss, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 starts maybe. And that's pretty critical with a team that's 2 starters deep right now, really. Where you think, okay, Freeland, we got a shot. Marquez, we got a shot. Outside of that, Urania just doesn't excite me. And hope I'm wrong. I want to see a series win here. 12 games in. I'd like to get one at this point. You got an opportunity this afternoon. And we'll send it over to the fellas at 12:30 for the pregame show for all things Rockies and Cardinals preview. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the night before. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Well, I think the good for all of us, Nuggets fans didn't want to face the Lakers. That's not to say we're scared of the Lakers or whatever, but you don't want to face this team because I do believe destiny wants to be on their side. The NBA wants them to go far. The officials, I don't know, it's kind of weird. I'm just glad we don't have to deal with it. Let Memphis deal with that. We'll see what happens in that series. The Nuggets won't have to worry about the Los Angeles Lakers in the first round because LA won last night. I'm 2-0 in NBA playoff picks. You're 1-1. It's a good start for me. We got another night of picking tonight. You ready for that, Angel? You done your research? You don't want to fall too far behind. You know, that's what happened to me in the NFL playoffs. I fell too far behind and didn't matter if I had a good AFC NFC wild card or championship weekend.
Yeah, I'm not going to let the first day of tournament play really affect any decisions moving forward.
Shake your confidence or
anything. No bets or anything after the first day.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. Tonight, I'm not as interested. I mean, I was interested in the Lakers-Timberwolves game, just to see how that would go. Timberwolves played much better than I thought they would. It took a pretty significant comeback for the Lakers to force overtime and then win in overtime. And how about Atlanta? They won, and in spite of all the stuff we're talking about with Trae Young and whether or not he's going to be with the team next year, well, they won a game, and now they're in. They're the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. The bad for me is, like I said, it could have been the ugly, but it's just the bad. Aaron Marquez is going to be on the 15-day? Is that what we're looking at? Okay, that could be worse. I'll take it. No, I mean, it's not ideal, certainly, but better than when you're watching the broadcast or listening to the broadcast, it was like, uh-oh, here we go.
Well, related to that, Daniel Bard pitched against 5 hitters yesterday. So
he could progress. He could be coming back pretty soon?
Hopefully.
Hopefully within a week or two?
Maybe 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Yeah. Ugly's just, hey, it's a Rockies loss. Over under, how many times the Rockies are in the ugly this year during the show? They were in the ugly a lot last year.
How many games did they play?
162.
At least 20.
20 times? Oh, I'm going
at least
hammer 20. That over. Hammer that over. Because it's just the way it's going to be. You guys
put out this negative energy why is this team never good?
Yeah, they're not good. Oh, because it's my fault.
Because you are manifesting the negativity.
No, I'm not. It's just this is what it is. I'm not excited about the pitchers.
There's energies in this world, and you put out negative ones, and they find the positive ones, and they say, yeah, going for you.
So they're targeting me, and they're like, this is why we can't
win. No, your negative energy is targeting the positive energy, and it should
help
it
them.
Over. No.
So my negative energy should motivate them to be better than they are. Your boy Profar got another hit. He's kind of getting it going. I have a new rule with Rockies game. If I do, and I don't bet a lot, but if I am going to start betting more, I'm going to get on Tanner Schwentz's Twitter account, and I'm just going to live bet the opposite of what he says. So when he starts saying, oh, what's going on with CJ Crone here, man? This guy's been terrible. I'm going to go bet on him to blast one the very next at bat. And that's what he did.
Good rule of thumb. Don't tweet until the inning's over. Let the inning play out and then tweet. Because then you get caught up in the, back-to-back home runs. And then 10 minutes later, it's, oh, God, we're losing.
CSU fans get after me so much during the football season, or basketball too. I'll be tweeting something like, this is good. Oh, Tanjay scored 5 in a row. Oh, this is going to be his night. Rams are winning this thing. And then that's the only amount of points he has the rest of the night. He's just stuck at 5. And then the Rams like lose by 10. And then it's my fault.
Wait, what happened after that?
Yeah. They're tweeting at me. Dude, you jinxed it.
Brady, did you disappear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Then you just go silent. You're like, eh, my bad. That's my bad.
Anyway.
No, that'll be buried in the Twitter world. No one cares about that. All right, so then there were three. There's three opportunities for the Denver Nuggets. You've got Minnesota in there. Minnesota will play Friday. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between the Thunder and the Pelicans. And so whoever wins tonight's game will play Minnesota on Friday. And then the winner of that game will be in. And that will be the Denver Nuggets' first-round opponent. And so, I mean, isn't it obvious that if the Thunder somehow do this, that's the best matchup for the Nuggets? That's who you want.
I think so.
Minnesota kind of worrisome. Rudy Gobert, and then is Rudy going to play Friday? I'm guessing he will.
I don't know.
So you get Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns. That was the plan for Minnesota. How about that? That's why I love sports so much. Your moves sometimes aren't just about the regular season. They're about, okay, who do we have trouble with in our division, in our conference, or whatever? Yeah, Joker tears us apart. So let's go get a guy that's played pretty well against Nikola Jokic in Rudy Gobert. Let's pair him up with Karl Anthony Towns. That's what Minnesota, to me anyway, that was their plan in the offseason. Let's get the rim protect. Let's pair up another rim protector with Karl Anthony Towns and shut down Nikola Jokic because we might see him in the playoffs. We'll certainly see him several times in the regular season. That might just be how this thing works out. Oh, this is a text from earlier. What a great interview, by the way. Bruce Dick on Coach Speak with Mike Kruger of Chassa. That was a fantastic interview. Bruce is doing such a great job with this program. I love it. But Mike Kruger, commissioner of Chassa, an amazing dude. Just getting to know him a little bit and then listening to him on the show. We're going to try to get him on at some point. That's a big deal. 5A, 4A, 3A state championship games are going to be at Canvas Stadium as soon as next season, right? So that was a great interview. There was a texter here that said, any chance of getting state basketball back to Moby Arena? Oh, I always loved it when there were state basketball games at Moby. That was a great venue for that. How do you think Denver people feel about the football championship games, at least 4A, 5A, moving from Empower Field to Canvas Stadium? Probably not thrilled.
Who cares?
You don't care about the Denver.
You have plenty of sports to watch in Denver.
Yeah, give us our high school stuff. This is a great thing for Northern Colorado. So congratulations to Mike Kruger, Chassa, for getting this done. And then they're talking about officiating, too. What, did I hear 872 new officials in like the last couple months or something like that? They got classes now where they're training kids at a young age. If you're interested in officiating, it can be part of your curriculum. You can add that in. That's awesome. So well done. If you guys missed that interview today, check it out at 1310kfka.com. All of our podcasts are there. And, if you can't catch us live all the time throughout the entire show, however, I do expect you to be sitting listening for 3 hours. Like, don't do anything else. You got 3 hours. I know you got to work. I know you got stuff, but it's 11. Well, today's is 11 to 12:30. But if you do miss some of the show, you can always check out the podcast available at 1310kfka.com. Another playoff question, our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Which team will get most of your attention during the NHL/NBA playoffs, Nuggets or Avs? You're going to try to work it out, and I'm already getting those. They're like, I'm going to watch them both. Okay, what's getting most of your attention, Nuggets or the Avs?
Nuggets.
Yeah, that's getting most of my attention, obviously. But the Avs? Yeah, I mean, it's going to work out where you're going to get to watch them both. But as far as, like, if they do, there's going to be a situation probably where they play on the same night. They'll have to work that
possibly
out. They won't be able to play a home game on the same night, of course. But I would imagine at some point in the playoffs, it's going to work out where Avs are on the road or the Nuggets are both on the road, whatever, or one's on the road, one's at home. How do you feel about Sunday, Angel, by the way? We know you have to get up early now with your morning show commitments. Nuggets will be the late game, 8:30.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Them the breaks, though. I know you're staying up.
Yes.
I know you'll be up watching this thing. I mean, it's game one. Who prediction? Okay, we know the Lakers are out. Is it going to be the T-Wolves?
I'm thinking Pelicans.
Loser is whoever loses tonight is out. So what was different from last night is that was the 7 and 8 seed playing. So the whoever lost that game still gets another shot. All they got to do is win on Friday. Tonight's different though. Between the Thunder and the Pelicans, loser is out. They're not going. In the same case for the Eastern Conference. 21 minutes after the hour. Hey, listen, guys. Your shows are buffering. You're watching your Rockies games or whatever on your iPad, and it's doing the little wheel of death in the middle, and you're like, what's happening here? Your shows are buffering. Your games are lagging. Your calls are dropping. Here's the FYI. Your old school internet company just flat out can't keep up. Their network isn't enough. It's time to fiber your internet with Allo. Visit allofiber.com/FYI. That's allofiber.com/FYI. 22 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's talk about, hey, the Broncos are doing their work in the shadows. Sean Payton really impressed me with how he's handling the off-season work conditioning program. And I'll talk about more of that on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Coming up this Saturday, April 15th, from 10 o'clock to 2 p.m., it's Pet Paw Tea Adoption Days. The Pet Paw Tea Adoption event coming up this weekend, courtesy of Pooter Pet and Feed Supply on their North store. That's the address is 622 North College Avenue. Adoptable dogs and cats on site, live music, food trucks. Maybe the Rocky truck's going to be there. I don't know. The Rocky bus. Games and more going on at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply in their North store off 622 North College Avenue. Pet Paw Tea Adoption Event coming up this Saturday, 10 to 2 o'clock. Sean Payton and the Broncos making it very clear. We aren't going to be talking about it. We're not going to be tweeting about it very often. I haven't checked Russell's Twitter much lately. But we're going to be grinding in this conditioning program coming up for the next month. And Zach Stevens was on with us yesterday. If you missed that, check out the podcast at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com. And Zach told us, he said, hey, Sean Payton's looking at the situation going, I think that part of it, last year, all the injuries and stuff, you guys just weren't in the right football shape. You know, you weren't grinding. You weren't getting yourself in peak condition by the time this was over to set yourself up for OTAs, to set yourself up for training camp. You've got to be putting in the work right now, and then hopefully you take what you've done for the next month and keep it going throughout the offseason. I'm not a doctor here, but I would imagine that the better shape you're in, the better football-type shape you're in, the less likely you are to get injured. That seems kind of like if you don't lift weights and then you go in to lift weights and you go hard suddenly, you're going to get hurt. You know, you're throwing up 245 pounds and you haven't lifted weights in like 6 months and you're trying to bench press that, you're trying to even 200 pounds, you might pull something. You might mess something up. You got to acclimate your body. You got to get it ready. So it's very simplistic, but apparently he wasn't happy with how, I'm sure somebody around him, around that facility was like, yeah, here's how Hackett did it last year. Payton's like, no. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to be working in the shadows. We're not going to be tweeting about it. We're not going to have media there. We're going to just grind. We're going to get after it. And I got to tell you, everything I was watching with Sean Payton over the last couple of years, him being involved in the media, I wondered, is he going to take every opportunity to primetime it? Like Deion Sanders, everything is on film. Every single thing is on film. Good or bad, which I think it is actually good right now for a program like that. That's not what Sean Payton's doing. This is going to be, we're going back to the lab here. We're going to get it right. We're going to fix it. We're going to bond. We're going to sweat. We're probably going to puke a little bit. And then by the time we get to OTAs and training camp, you're going to start seeing this thing come together. And then we get into the preseason, which they will play. You're going to see something hopefully special. So I got to say, man, I'm impressed. I like this. I know it's not great probably for our boy Zach and Broncos media beat writers that have stories to hit every single week because there's not much to write about. But I got to tell you, man, I think this is a good message, a clear message to the fan base. Like, hey, we are practicing what I preach here. We're not going to be throwing up Twitter posts every 5 seconds about how hard we're working.
I understand the approach, but I think you say, okay, I'm gonna go do this work. I'm gonna go do it in the shadows behind closed doors so you can't see it. And when I come out, I'm gonna be, Superman or whatever. That's good, but now you're giving fans an expectation. It's like, okay, I'm not gonna see you for a couple of weeks. When I see you, in July, you better be, swole up, ready to go, ready to, run through walls. And if I don't see that to the expectations that I have to set because you're not telling me what you're doing, I could be disappointed, I could be surprised, I could be impressed. It's just now you're giving the fans the ability to say, what are the expectations? What do I expect the Broncos to look like when they emerge from their cave or whatever?
Well, and if they get hurt a lot, then that's going to be another thing, too. It's like, well, that didn't really work. So you would rather him be a little bit more open here with the media during this stage?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I get why you're doing this because of, it's a reaction to what happened last year. Is it an overreaction? Maybe to some, I want to see what you're doing. How do I know you're actually working? You could just say that and just close the door. I have no idea, but I believe they are.
Yeah, they are.
So I'm just saying, like, the other aspect of it is, okay, what are those expectations? What do you're going to go lock yourself away for wherever. What do you expect to be on the other side of this? Not just, oh, yeah, we're going to go put in the work and we'll see what happens. It's, okay, we're putting in the work to do this and to do that.
I mean, do we even need coverage of this anyway?
No,
like,
but
today,
I mean,
Russell Wilson ran fast.
A little 15-second clip of the guys working out, that's enough just to get fans pumped up.
I don't know, but we've seen,
because then you start asking, what are they doing? I don't see any posts. Are they working out? Are they doing drills?
We've seen the Jerry Jeudy thing where he's really fast with his feet.
Yeah, and that works for some people.
Oh, that's amazing. And then what did he do? He's pretty much been an average receiver.
There's good to bad to everything of this.
Like I said, man.
People get mad if you post the videos. If you don't get mad, other people are going to say, well, why don't you post your videos? I'm a fan of yours. I want to watch you working out, working hard. You inspire me. I like seeing your workout videos. And you don't see it, are you working out?
Well, I know they're working out.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Payton's not getting into this to not win. So I would imagine he's driving them hard right now.
You got to go by his word.
Blind faith, I suppose. 33 minutes after the hour, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, coming up next. And Primetime was in the trailer with Ralphie. How did that turn out? We'll talk about it next with Mark, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
They can't make things 36 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark's normally on with us around 12:30, but we're getting booted at 12:30 for Rockies coverage and what Angel maybe believes is going to be a series win after today. We'll see. I don't know. He's wavering a bit. Mark, join us. Mark, first things first, how's Primetime doing? How's Coach Prime doing after the run-in with Ralphie? I mean, the video I watched, it looked a little scary. He survived.
Scary. Yeah, I thought that was interesting, the photo of him standing behind the little tiny photographer who is smiling like it was. the coach was behind him looking like, they're terrified. Yeah, that one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I think he's doing just fine. Yeah.
I was watching that video, and anytime I watch Buff stuff, I always just hear Mark's voice in the background almost telling a story about Colorado. I'm telling you, he's putting the gloves on to feed Ralphie and all that stuff, and I'm thinking he needs to go spend about a week with Mark Johnson up in the mountains, up in the wilderness, and he's going to come down. He'll be riding Ralphie by the time that's done.
Listen, everyone comes from a different world and a different background and has different experiences, and yet I think working with livestock might be a little bit foreign to Coach Fry. You know what? He's got the cowboy hats now, and he's been around Ralphie a little bit. So, it's baby steps, one step at a time. On Tuesday nights, it's just about over, my winter roping league that I'm in with a bunch of guys. We get together on Tuesdays and rope in an indoor arena. And every week they're like, man, you got to bring Brian with you. You got to come rope with us. I'm like, well, fellas, one step at a time here, okay? I'm not sure he's ready to get beers around. But, it's a little bit here, a little bit there. So he's putting all out.
Well, I mean, I'll admit, hey, you know me, I grew up on a farm. I was around all that stuff. But yep. The idea of getting in the trailer when Ralphie's running up there, that, I mean, I would be a little concerned about my well-being at that point.
Now, remember, there is a divider in there.
True.
You're not
but still.
Right in the trailer as Ralphie comes running in. So there is a divider in there that is going to be between you and the buffalo. And so I think everyone was perfectly safe there. I don't think there was anything bad that was going to happen.
No, I love it. I love seeing the stuff like that, the fun stuff. You know, we're seeing videos of the grinding, too, of getting to work and getting after it. So
yep.
I think that's what a college program especially needs. It's funny, Mark, I was talking about, okay, the Broncos are doing all their off-season conditioning stuff in the shadows. They don't want media out there. And, okay, that makes sense based on where the Broncos were the last couple of years. They did a lot of talking, and nothing ever really panned out. For the Buffs, it's the opposite. It's like, hey, we need to interject some life into this program. That's one of the main reasons we hired Coach Prime here. Let's showcase that. Let's continue to build off of that momentum.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. But let me pose this to you. And I just literally just minutes ago at the top of the hour, I was on with the Pac-12 Network. We were talking about kind of the very same thing. And I made this point to them. Do you think that let's say the Buffaloes in the next 2 years, in 2024, are 11-1 and are one of the best teams in America in their college football playoff? Do you really think that Coach Prime is going to lessen the amount of content that is put on out there? I don't know that that's in his nature. I think. And I did that interview with Shador the other day, and I asked him about kind of being in the spotlight. And he's like, well, that's the way my whole life's been. So that's what he is. You're right. Colorado needs this attention, and it's awesome, and Buffs fans are eating it up, as you're talking about. I'm not sure that, let's say he gets this thing turned around awful quick, and all of a sudden Buffs are one of the top programs in America, it's going to change anything. I don't see the social media content lessening at all. I just think that's what Coach Prime is. That's what his deal is. That's what his brand is. That's what his identity is. That's what his promotion is. I think it's just part of what he is as a person, going all the way back to him at Florida State when he first became primetime back then. I just think that's what it's always going to be for Colorado. It's so as long as Deion Coach Prime Sanders is the head coach of Colorado, it's going to be primetime.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, it's about marketing. It's marketing your programs at this college level, no doubt. I watched that video of you talking to Shador. Wanted you, Mark, tell us a little bit about him. Because, again, I know we've talked a lot about Coach Prime and the new era for Colorado and earning the numbers and all that's well and good. But start looking at some of these players. I mean, everything we've heard about Shador and what he's done at this level or at the college level so far. What are your impressions of this young man so far?
I'm impressed. Because when Coach Prime got the job back in, what was it, December 4th, and his son's coming along as quarterback. Yeah, I don't know what his son is. I'd heard he was pretty good. Then I saw a few of the highlights from down at Jackson State. But now seeing him on the practice field and watching him and having a conversation with him like that and kind of observing him, he certainly passes the eye test in terms of what you're looking for in a quarterback. In fact, those guys at the Pac-12 just said, how's he going to fit in this phenomenal group of quarterbacks we've got here in the Pac-12 this season? And he belongs there. Now, does that mean he's going to be as good as all of them? I don't know. Time will tell. We'll see what happens when he actually gets into playing service. But, you know, one of the things, and you'll remember this if you watch that video, you know, I asked him kind of about that attention, and he kind of shrugged it off like, well, that's been my whole life. It's always been there. That's what I grew up in. So he doesn't know any different. And so I think for him, you know, all the accolades and the attention and the social media and the expectations are just kind of him. Now, what I enjoy about him when you listen to him, he's kind of a soft-spoken guy. I mean, he's not one of these guys that's out there screaming and hollering nonstop. He throws an awful nice football. I mean, it's a good-looking ball when he throws. Jeff Campbell, Soup and I were standing in the practice field on Saturday out there when they were scrimmaging a little bit and talking about that very thing, and Soup was saying the same thing. He said, you look at the kid, he belongs there. I mean, so he's got all the tools. There is no doubt about that. Now we'll wait and see, you know, what happens when the bullets are flying on a Saturday afternoon at Folsom Field, and we'll get a better sense of it. But, yeah, he's got everything you're looking for. He's not going to be overwhelmed by the situation and circumstance. I'll tell you that much.
We're talking to the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Mark, what's the number update for us? How many guys have earned numbers at this point?
Oh, well, you want me to give you the number of the guys who earned numbers? I'm not sure I'd come up with a total number, but, you know, just yesterday I talked with Trevor Woods. He got his number 43 back, and so I think they're at about 10 or 11 guys. And it seems to be picking – well, they better be picking up speed, because if they don't have everyone have a number by the time we get to April 22nd, yours truly is going to be in a whole lot of trouble than Chris Fowler on ESPN. The guys calling the games have a lot of difficulty figuring out who's exactly has caught it or tackled it or whatever happens out there. So the speed is picking up. But, yeah, more and more guys. I know Shane Coke's got his. Obviously, Travis Hunter got his, and Jimmy Horn. And so, yeah, they're starting to fill guys in pretty regular now. It seems like every practice, there's another handful of guys have gotten them. So it's happening pretty quick. Hey, here's a question for you. How would you like to be the last guy to get his number?
Right?
Huh?
Yeah. No, I feel like that would be me, Mark. That would be me on that roster somehow.
Early in my career, I was standing on the football field with a coach during practice, and I said, hey, who's number such and such? And the coach kind of squints his eyes and says, huh. I don't know. And I said, good for him. Coach doesn't know. I just say, when you get your number last, you're the last guy. You know, they're looking at you going, looking around. The equipment guy. Smitty's standing in the equipment room looking around going, okay, yeah, here we got number, here's number 67, and it's a, you know, defensive back or something. That guy's got to be thinking, I'm in trouble. I'm probably not going to be playing.
67 for a defensive back, too. I hate the idea of that, Mark. You know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you get creative with it. Maybe you got your last 10 numbers to go, and you just put them out there on the field somewhere and say, okay, guys, come get it. But you still have to announce somebody last. At the end of the day, someone still has to be announced last. So, yeah, that does not bode well for that person.
I think, probably, you know, what happens is, my guess is, there is probably an upper-level group on the team, and if you're getting your number here early on, like a lot of these guys are, you figure these are starter-level players, star players, certainly huge impact-type guys, and then after that, when they probably go, yeah, okay, you guys, you're the tackling dummies on the team, right?
Yeah.
We're just going to give you whatever number's left over. That would probably, you know, be assigned to your position group, that kind of thing. My guess is that's probably the way it's going to work.
Well, I will say, you know, at first I was like, that's kind of interesting. I don't know. Maybe I don't like it. But now, I mean, you do kind of take that ownership. It's like, I earned this number. This number has special meaning to me now forever. Even if you are last, maybe you use that as a motivational tool, and that number, 67, is something you're going to use for the rest of your life.
Well, not if you're a defensive back.
Yeah, you're letting footballs go over your head a lot if you're wearing 67. It's just the optics of it.
Yep.
Mark, what? Okay, so we're kind of getting the vibe around this team. You're grinding out there. You're doing interviews with players left and right. Can you talk to us about, like, what you know so far about the culture around this team and how they're feeling about everything? I mean, everything right now. It's going to be positive. It's going to be fun. This is the best time right now because you're not stressed out about a record or anything. But what's the vibe you're getting from the rest of the team?
Well, I was thinking about that here recently. And, you know, most of the guys that I've been talking with are newcomers, right? And, you know, what are you going to get from them, right? It's like when you first started dating somebody, you know, right? Everything's great. Oh, they're wonderful. Love her parents. Everything's great. You know. Boy, she looks fantastic. She always smells good. She never really ever has bad breath. You know the way that works when you first start dating somebody, right? So, but I started thinking about that, and just yesterday when I talked for a while with Trevor Woods, here's a guy who's been there for 2 years, and he has seen where it was a year ago, and he's one of the group that was not one of the recruited to be here by Coach Prime. And so I was really looking forward to chatting with him and getting his sense of it. He seems to love it. Now you got to remember something with Trevor, because I asked him, I said, did you ever think about, you know, potentially leaving, right? I mean, it's so easy in college football right now. You know, your head coach gets fired, the interim guy doesn't get the job, a lot of guys can look and go, you know what, I'm going to jump with the portal here, especially say if you're a high-level player like Trevor Woods is. You've got an opportunity. He could have gone a lot of places in college football, and he's a competitor. And I asked him about when Prime got here, and he kind of raised the bar, basically said, here's where it's been, here's where it's going to be. And he said, I haven't even thought about leaving. He goes, No. I'm going to compete. I believe I can play with anybody. So that's the mindset he's got. But for a guy like that, that is a starter-level guy and potentially an all-conference-level guy in the Pac-12, so a big-time college football player, he likes it. He loves the fact that they're raising the bar and saying, this is where you have to be if you're going to be part of this. He raved about, you know, now Prime is the head coach, and so he's not dealing with him on the back end of his defense, at his safety position, but said during the meetings, he goes, I love hearing from Prime and the stuff he has to say and the motivational stuff. And so he really raved about it, and I took that as a very big positive because, like I said, the new guys are recruited by Prime. Of course, they're going to be saying the positive things. I wanted to hear from a guy that's been here, seen it, came from the outside, if you will, in terms of not being one of the recruited guys by the new guy. And he's saying some very positive things. So I took that as a very good thing for, you know, the University of Colorado.
Mark, last one for you. It's on the basketball side. Can we talk about him now? Can we talk about the guy's last name that rhymes with Schmamkin? Can we say that now? Is that all clear?
We can't. Last week I was just talking about whoever Eddie Lampkin was really going to get a heck of a player. Now I can tell you the Buffs got a heck of a player.
They did. Yeah, I'm excited about this guy. And it was a quick position of need you needed to fill after a Lovering situation, and they got it quickly.
I'll tell you this. On Saturday when I was out there at practice, Zach Rubisam, who's the director of player development, came walking by and talked to me briefly. And I go, what are you doing out here? And he goes, oh, we got Eddie's over there. And I looked over, and, of course, you see this monster, this giant of a human being standing across the field. And he said, he'll be coming by here. You've got to make sure you say hi to him. And so, I don't know, 5-10 minutes later, Rick Ray, the assistant coach, came walking by and hollered at me. And I turned around, and Eddie and his family were behind me. And so I went back and talked to Eddie very briefly. I'll tell you this. That's a big man. Holy cow, is he a big man. I mean, there's big, and then there's really big, right? The one time I met and talked with Shaquille O'Neal, I thought, good Lord, that's one of the biggest people I've ever been around. Now, he wasn't Shaquille O'Neal big, but he is massive. In a game of massive people, he's a massive man. Broad shoulder, narrow in the hip. I mean, he is all of 7 feet tall. I mean, he looks the part. And I had a real nice little conversation with him. So, yeah, real excited about him. And he really seems hungry after having an injury-plagued year last year. Steve Englehart, the strength coach, and I talked, and he said that Eddie is on fire about getting in the gym and wanting to get ready for next season, have a big final year of college basketball. So, yeah, very exciting to see him now finally signed, by Colorado, and that's a big get. I know Buffs are still trying to find a wing. They want to find a shooter. And have some rumors that I, as well as I do, about a certain player up in your area. And so I know that he's getting a lot of attention around the country, but there are two or three other guys that Colorado's in on heavily. And so they'll be adding, I think, probably a shooter by the time it's all said and done.
I just, Mark, I know you can't say a lot on it. I just hope they can connect to the dots. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. Just hope they can connect the dots there. Mark.
Sure,
hey, last one. This is from a texter. To Mark, would Coach Sanders be a header or a healer? Or healer? I'm guessing that's a roping term, huh?
Well, that's you have headers and healers when you're roping. And, what I frequently always tell the guys that I rope with, and a bunch of my buddies are all healers, the smartest and better-looking guys are always the headers, okay? That's kind of the glamour position. And so I would have to think that Coach Prime would be a header. I'd have to think so.
All right. Well, I expect that to be a question down the road from you, Mark, at some point.
Right now, by the way, all the guys driving along this new show that are healers are just dog-cussing me like crazy.
Well, that gives you an idea of my listenership, huh? Yeah. That tells you a little bit about it.
I tell the guys I wrote with you. You can't argue with facts, though. We're better looking and smarter over this. So that's the way it is.
I love it. Mark, appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you real soon, okay?
All right, see you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, 11:52 the time. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up this hour. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Man, normally we're a three-hour show, so when we're told we got to do an hour and a half, it just flies by. Angel, absolutely flying by. And telling you right now, you know what's going to fly by before you know it? The spring and summer. It, take advantage of it while you can. Get out to the Eaton Country Club. If you're not a member, then check them out online at eatoncc.net to find out how you can become a member and get out and play golf at Northern Colorado's hidden gem, the Eaton Country Club. The tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Who's getting most of your attention in these playoffs coming up? We've got the Nuggets playing on Sunday night. It's going to be a late one. And then the Avs wrap up their season on Friday. So we'll be there.
NHL starts Monday.
So who's getting most of your attention? You know, and again, hopefully you're trying to watch both. That's great for you. But as far as getting most of your attention, your worry, your concern, all of that going forward, go answer at thewholeshow.com. Again, that's our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Coming up next, we have two segments. We have two fast-paced, hardcore segments coming up. You do not want to miss these, I promise you. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.